WildTalkRadio.com.
Alright, it's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, he's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
He's here, isn't he?
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
That was the show. This is the Raw Post Show, presented by Manscaped.com. Go to Manscaped.com, use code WTRLive till the end of the month, and save 20% off and get free shipping. And the Raw Post Show is also presented by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sorokin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
We're here. We're live. I'm emotionally compromised, but it's fine. Things happened on this show, so we're going to talk about them because reasons.
Let's start with the fun house. I think you need to talk about what we saw.
We saw a murder. We saw somebody croak.
Croak. Good phrasing.
So, one of the matches that tonight centered around would be Nikki Cross versus Alexa Bliss, where Nikki Cross is determined, to get her friend back and save her from the Fiend Bray Wyatt. So Nikki challenged Alexa. And Bray and Alexa did a little segment where they talked about the toxic, horrible, god-awful thing called friendship and how bad it is for you. How awful it is for you. How it makes you do terrible things.
Well.
And well.
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 Well. Well. Anyway.
Anyway. Somebody kind of took offense to that. And we had a new temporary friend in the funhouse. And even Abby was like, who the fuck is this? Which, the fact that they're making the puppet per curse, and they're throwing the Orton symbol over the curse, I love everything about that. Please keep doing that. It's perfect. All she needs is like a 40, and she's good. Anyway, so we met Friendship Frog. Righto, cheerio, bright, proper, can't do an English accent. Friendship Frog. And he talked all about the wonders of friendship and how great it is and how wonderful it is. And well, Bray and Alexa just, they had a little difference of opinion. And well, Alexa needed a little, you know, to show Friendship Frog the right way. And she needed a little help to do that. So Bray Wyatt, being the kind gentleman that he is, puts his hand, the heel glove, on her forehead and whispers sweet nothings in her ear. And wouldn't you know it, the dark side, dark little Miss Bliss comes out, and then she proceeds to just beat the ever-living fuck out of Friendship Frog. So, one, the rabbit lives, Pog. But two, sadly, Friendship Frog, who got a really nice video package, and it was apparently 40 years old.
It's the 1980s or 2020.
I feel, yeah, it's something, it's a reference to something. I need to figure out what it's a reference to, but it's a reference to something. Croaked. To which they both have a chuckle, and basically Alexa promises to more or less do the same thing to Nikki Cross. It was a very solid, good segment, and we had a lot of very trippy stuff going on as Alexa is killing the frog. Bray Wyatt laughing, lots of zoom, lots of lighting, lots of spin effects. It was good. It was really, really good. Nice, dark, twisted moment. in the Funhouse.
I Googled and I think I know the tie-in.
What is the tie-in?
Randall Keith was born April 1st, 1980.
Oh.
You know.
He is 40.
Just pointing those things out. You never know.
I mean, they're using the symbol. She used the symbol to kill the frog.
To kill the friendship. So then we have the match. Before, Nikki is talking and how she wants to get the fiend out of Alexa.
She's going to beat the fiend out of Alexa.
Yeah. So we have the match, and Alexa is playing with Nikki. If anyone remembers old Nikki Cross, back in the NXT days, all she wanted was someone to play with her. Nikki wants to play. That was the thing. Well, that was a thing.
Bray arranged a nice play date then. Except Nikki didn't really want to play.
Nikki didn't want to play. She tore into Alexa over and over again, and Alexa would just laugh and smile.
And keep putting her play hand under her chin.
And then there was an awakening. Alexa knew she's coming too. Help me, Nikki. Help me.
Great. Great use of fake tears here.
One, as you noted, what hand did she reach out with?
The hurt hand.
The pain hand, yeah. And then she dropped her with Sister Abigail.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cute little smile thing as she pinned her.
And Nikki helps her up, and Alexa's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I've seen the errors of my ways. Bam! Just plants her face first on the map, and 1, 2, 3, Alexa Bliss pins Nikki Cross, and she skips away, happy as can be, as Nikki stares abysmally in the background. This was a really good match. This was a really good use of storytelling. I feel like if you're going to mix storytelling in wrestling, where it's going to be a slower paced match, just saying, like, this had a nice pace because it had nice movement to it, where you had Alexa and Nikki balancing each other very, very well in this. There was a really good use of Alexa's character in terms of her being happy and really no selling everything up until Nikki just starts to beat the shit out of her.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alexa starts to be like, oh my god, you're hurting me. Why are you hurting me? Nikki, stop. And then she reaches out with her pain hand to Nikki. Like, okay, all right, I'm done playing now. But it wasn't enough to bring out the dark side of Alexa Bliss, but it was enough to cause Alexa to hurt Nikki. This was good. I really, really enjoyed this.
We'll have more from Bray Wyatt in a little bit.
Yep.
Monday Night Raw opened with Adam Pearce and the Team Raw, from the winning team from Survivor Series in the ring, and he wanted them all to state their case on why they should fight for the WWE Championship. And they're all talking, and Sheamus wants the title shot, and Keith Lee wanted the title shot, and then Matt Riddle chimed in. He beat Corbin, so he wants the crown, and then if he beats McIntyre, he gets the dope sword, and we heard Fire Crotch and all that fun stuff, and then Pierce said, last but not least, Braun Strowman, and he took offense to that, and then he headbutted authority figure Pierce.
So, just one thing on this. Can we put the big guys on the end? Because there was a concentration of big guys, like, right in the center, right around Adam Pearce. And Adam Pearce is not a small man. Nobody in that ring, probably with the exception of AJ, is a small man. You're looking about a 6 foot, 6'2" kind of average there. AJ's the low liar, and I think he's like 5'10". But, like, none of them are really small, okay? You had Braun, and then you had AJ's bodyguard right there by Pierce and AJ, and they just dwarfed everybody. Stick the big guys on the end, please. Don't concentrate them together. But yeah, this was good. I liked this. I liked Braun getting aggressive with Adam Pearce. And Adam Pearce's, we need a gif of Adam Pearce's face as he's getting up, because they go, oh crap, really? Like, 2020 mood right there. Adam Pearce giving it to us.
So Bobby Lashley confronted Pierce backstage. Randy Orton confronted Pierce backstage. And then his conclusion was to set up a series of matches that will lead to a triple threat match next week for the number one contendership. We had Sheamus and Riddle. Really good match. Riddle got the win.
I'm here for all of this.
We had Lashley and Keith Lee battle big guys. Keith Lee got the win by disqualification after MVP attacked him, saving his boy. So there's that. And then you had Randy Orton and AJ Styles in your main event of Raw. Your WrestleMania-like main event, as they proclaiming tonight. All these matches are WrestleMania caliber.
I mean, to be fair, to really be fair, AJ versus Randy, yeah, that's a WrestleMania level match. I don't think it's necessarily a main event match unless you built it to be. It has the potential to be, but yeah, AJ and Randy. Riddle and Sheamus was good.
No, I'm just saying they last week they hyped up WrestleMania caliber matches. It's like not every week can be WrestleMania caliber.
By the way, before we discuss AJ and Mr. Orton, WWE, can you please just let Sheamus and Drew McIntyre fight each other? There are people who require this for very specific reasons that we're not going into. But if you could just kindly have the Scottish and Irish husbands beat the ever-living shit out of each other for about 30 minutes, we would all appreciate it. Thanks!
So the only thing missing from the Randy Orton AJ Styles match was that really blinding light from WrestleMania. You remember that one? It just sort of was
there.
Yeah. So they're having this match and everything's going on. It's Randy and AJ. It's a good match. And then Randy's on the outside and then he looks over the railing and look who's there.
The Fiend just pops up out of nowhere and scares Randy.
Then he disappears. And then all of a sudden, the full lights go down, and wouldn't you know it? There's the Fiend, right up in the face of Randy Orton. Imagine.
Yeah, that was... And then the best part of the whole thing was afterwards, after the Fiend, rather creepily, I might add. Like, the second time was a lot creepier than the first. Like, Bray just kind of pops up, and the lights were up. So you just see him pop up. The second time was they'd taken the lights down. They had the whole Fiend effect going and he just sort of like comes into the camera. And it was like, oh my God, that's just freaking shit. Like that was the first time in a long time that the Fiend's just been like actually really creepy looking. And he screams at Randy. He backs Randy up and then it all goes away. And one thing I love about COVID version of WWE TV is they can get away with this. Where it is, this was all a figment of Randy Orton's imagination. This is Bray Wyatt straight up playing mind games with Randy Orton, getting in his head. We're seeing that Bray is getting into Randy's head. Because the match with AJ is going on as normal. They completely, AJ and the ref and the bodyguard, all completely no-sell the fact that the Fiend was there. Because in their minds, they didn't see it. It's all in Randy's head. It's the Fiend fucking with him. And ultimately, it's what cost Randy the match. That is storytelling, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you do that shit. Right there.
So next week, it'll be Riddle, AJ, and Lee for the number one contendership.
I am perfectly okay with that. I am on board for that. Let's go.
So on the show, the New Day were talked into defending their tag team titles. It ended weirdly by double countout. Then they were, you know, guilted into fighting the defending again, so they restarted the match. New Day would eventually retain their titles. It's very weird.
Interesting how that match got restarted after a double count out, but another one didn't. Very weird. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that tomorrow for the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble. But this was good. I like this. I like that you had the Hurt Business kind of come up and get in New Day's face, and New Day basically was like, go F yourself.
Yeah. So that happened. Okay. Right now. Kind of ran last night about it. I'm going to rant again for the gobble, gobble, wobble, wobble. So, Sarah Sharper is interviewing Lana, and they're talking about how this was the biggest moment in her career. Biggest moment in her career where she did absolutely nothing. Then Asuka found Lana, and they were talking, and Asuka's like, me, you, tonight. Okay. So they have their match. Ends in no contest. Because Nia and Shannon were at ringside. And that caused a no contest. And Lana saved Asuka from going through a table. Then the tag champs were like, you guys started a fight. Let's fight. So they had a match. Asuka and Lana won.
I'm holding all thoughts and feelings and opinions on Survivor Series. And what happened at Survivor Series for our review of Survivor Series. Because I have quite a lot that I want to say about last night and kind of the storyline in general, because I don't agree with a lot of what they're doing right now. What I will say is I did like that you had Asuka be positive to Lana, that you had Asuka be nice to Lana, that it seems like what happened last night, regardless of what it actually was, yeah, I'm gonna get there, Luann's, is it earned her a little bit of respect amongst some of her peers. Not all of her peers, but some of her peers. And Asuka's like, hey, you want to go? You want a title shot? I don't have anything to do. And Asuka's probably thinking, yeah, I can beat you. And they had a decent match together. It wasn't anything I would necessarily write home about, but they had a decent match. And they kind of telegraphed this when you had Shayna and Nia at ringside, that this is going to go to a tag match because they tried to put Asuka through the table and Lana grabs Asuka's foot and saves her from Nia and Shayna, and then they try to get away and then they make the match and then they're having a decent tag match where Asuka ends up picking up the victory and Asuka and Lana win. And LeMann said it in chat and I said it to Rock, is that watch, Lana's revenge on Nia and Shayna is that Asuka and Lana are going to accidentally win the tag titles. They're going to beat them for the tag titles. And that's how Lana's going to get her revenge on the two bullies, in quotations, is she's going to take their title from them. Excuse me. So.
Something.
Honestly, LeMans, I don't think they think that. The fact that the titles are on TV, the fact that they're prominent, the fact that they're being defended. If anything, Sasha and Bayley really brought them back to the product. They brought them back to the TV because the Iconics did have them. They didn't really do anything with the Iconics and the tag titles until they gave them to Sasha and Bayley, which is a crime in and of itself, because then you split the Iconics up only to get Lacey and Peyton and where the hell is Billie Kay? But it's whatever. It's their decision. And you have them back on TV. They're featured back on TV. They're in a program again. So, I mean, I can't complain too much about it. I don't think it necessarily lessens them. But, like I said, I'm holding all thoughts, feelings, and opinions on the Lana stuff till tomorrow when we tape the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble. Because I have opinions.
So, the takeaways from this show, as we wrap up, they move forward with the Alexa and Nikki stuff, which was good. Bray and Randy's becoming a thing. There was no Drew McIntyre. There was no Retribution.
There was another kick to the feels. I will say that this was a more low-key, less impactful Raw. And honestly, after last night, after all the emotion of last night, I think this was a really appropriate show to put on because it was just a kind of sort of their show. Because I think a lot of people are still coming out of Survivor Series and they're still like recovering from what happened. In case you live under a rock, what happened is the Undertaker retired in an extremely emotional way. Thank you, WWE, for the promo package and the kick to the feels once again. So this was a really nice follow-up to Survivor Series. They started to set stuff up for TLC, but they did it in a very subtle way. We're getting Randy and Bray. We're moving that forward because that was kind of in a holding pattern to after Survivor Series. And yeah, we're getting some other stuff. So I like the show. I enjoyed the show. I thought it was good.
So, programming notes. The Rack will not be live, but as mentioned, we'll have the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving special, the Survivor Series review, available Thanksgiving morning. You can check out the Rack X Reviews Ms. and Mrs. episodes. There'll be a new one available most likely on Thursday evening. So there's that. More to come. You can also check out the Rack Extra Reviews Brothers of Destruction. Now available. And there'll probably be another Rack Extra dropping this week too.
So we've been up to things.
We've been up to things. Content. Content for the holidays.
Ding!
It's not Lone Jobber celebrates the holidays for 21 days or 28 days or how many days we're going to make them do it. But we're giving you content. Saturday Night Midnightist CB Radio. CBRLive.com, GreatAndGreatDebate.com. Going back to Thursday really quick. No Fortnite with Friends. Just, we're throwing it out there now. You can all hear it now. No Fortnite with Friends on Thursday.
I probably won't be sober.
Ah. See, you just, as I just said, no Fortnite with Friends. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Next week, we have the Raw Post Show. 11 p.m. Eastern. Hey guys, do you have Amazon Prime? Because if you do, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and you can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangular button below the screen. As the Fortnite Marvel season ends, part one, I would assume, You can use creator code RocketSock in Fortnite item shop and buy all the Marvel skins that are now available. It's code RocketSock, hashtag ad, hashtag epic partner. You can also go to manscaped.com, use code WTRLive, save 20% off, and get free shipping on all their products right now. Do the thing. It's only available for another week. Use the code. Buy all your loved ones something. Do it. Do the thing.
Also, one more thing. PlayStation, please don't hook Damian Priest up with a free one so he'll keep posting what he's posting out. Thank you. Man is straight up hoeing himself out right now. We're all fine with it.
At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LANSWRD.
So check out all the podcast content coming your way this week. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next Monday night, live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTLive. Good night, everybody.
Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.